You are listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, some Wisconsin farms are serving food straight to customers with pizza nights. We'll talk to a farmer about pizza farming and how it connects people with the food they eat. First, a draft report from the U.S. Department of Justice surfaced last week looking at law enforcement in Milwaukee. The draft report criticized the Milwaukee Police Department for a lack of community policing, among other things. Moreover, the report details the ways that trust between law enforcement and the Milwaukee community has gotten to what it calls a critical low. In the last few days, there have been two officer-related shootings in Milwaukee, one of which resulted in a death. But how did relations between the police and Milwaukee citizens get to this point, and what can be done to build trust again? Fred Royal is with us to talk about this now. He's president of the Milwaukee branch of the NAACP. Fred, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thank you, Mr. Ferret, for inviting me.
Well, what was your initial response when you saw this report?
Well, it affirmed what we at CC4QP, Community Coalition for Quality Policing, have been saying for the past year, that the Milwaukee Police Department does not have a institutionalized strategy for community policing, and there are areas in which the police department and the community can work collaboratively to build trust amongst each other.
Right, and looking at this report, it seems like that trust is really low. How do you get from where the city is now to having a partnership, a non-adversarial relationship?
Well, it's definitely not an easy task. It's an all-hands-on-deck initiative, but other communities have been at this point that we are now experiencing here in Milwaukee with our police-community relations and have found ways to build or regain that trust. For example, the city of San Francisco is working towards their recommendations that were found in a similar voluntary collaborative review that was done on their police department, and that has shown improvement in police-community relations.
And the police chief there, Ed Flynn, through a spokesperson, said this is a preliminary report. There's a lot of bad info on this. The U.S. Justice Department said, yeah, this is a draft. Don't read too much into this. What do you think of those responses?
Well, I think we have been promised this report since last November. It was supposed to have been released, and to say that it's only a draft, knowing that Jeff Sessions has changed direction for policing in this country since he's taken office, I think is just a way of standing behind that new direction and not coming forth with a clear-cut, definitive assessment of the Milwaukee Police Department.
I want to look at some of the suggestions from the draft report. One big area was the idea of community policing. The report says Milwaukee not doing enough of it. Is that something you'd like to see more of? How would you like that to look?
Absolutely. That is the focus of our group, CC4QP, is the institutionalized problem-oriented policing, which looks at the criminogenic behavior which drives people into criminal activity versus just giving them tickets and locking them up, looking at them as suspects or potential lawbreakers, looking at them more of partners in this community and developing relations to develop a public safety strategy.
But in reality, I mean, there are some people out there who are breaking the law, who are damaging their neighborhoods. Aren't there some residents who maybe would want that to be a priority, to have the people who are making the most trouble off the streets?
Well, I certainly concur with individuals that want safe neighborhoods. And me being a property owner, grandfather of six grandchildren, would also want those things. But let's do it constructively. Let's not look at everybody. For instance, the broken windows theory says let's do preventative stops. Let's do stop and frisk just because you're in a high risk or a high violent neighborhood, or high crime neighborhood. Well, some individuals, unfortunately, live in high crime areas. And just because of the vicinity of your existence, you shouldn't be predisposed to more frequent encounters with the police.
We're talking to Fred Royal, president of the Milwaukee branch of the NAACP, looking at a draft of a Justice Department report on policing and police community relations in Milwaukee that was obtained last week by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. On a related note, Fred, the report talked about traffic stops and racial disparities in those stops in Milwaukee as a whole and neighborhood by neighborhood. What did you make of that part of the report?
I thought that was extremely damaging, but it also revealed that there was a two-ticket minimum that was requested from officers, which the chief adamantly has stated that he doesn't enforce. Well, somebody has given that directive. So the disparities in driving while black are real, and those numbers bring that to light.
Also in the field of racial disparities, concerned that there aren't enough African-American officers in the police force. Is that something that you think should be a priority for the Milwaukee Police Department?
And for the Fire and Police Commission to put in policies that encourage not only the hiring but also the retention of officers, because from my understanding, the League of Martin, which is a group of minority African-American officers, use that platform to voice their concern, have had this concern raised that there are not enough African Americans raised to the higher ranking levels within the department. And the report also stated that there are not any policies or practices in place to encourage the retention of minority officers and to prepare them for elevation in higher ranks.
You mentioned the Police and Fire Commission, and since this report came out, a lot of people have been talking about their potential for leadership in solving these problems. What would you like to see from that commission?
Well, I applaud them for utilizing their authority in this past what was a proposed SOB for changes in the naturalization for the utilizing of police as being ISIS agents. They wanted to change the language so that it would be more appeasing to Jeff Sessions' stance on immigration. And they gave the police some pushback, the chief of police pushback, and they have that authority to do that. They also gave the chief of police direction to come up with a better pursuit policy and gave him an ultimatum of when they wanted to see that. That is their authority. They have the statutory authority to have oversight over not only the police department, but also the fire department.
Do you think, though, you mentioned a couple issues that they've tackled. Do you think that they're the place to look for change on the wider issues brought up in the report, the Police and Fire Commission?
They are certainly a portion of the solution of how we improve the Milwaukee Police Department. The Milwaukee Police Department utilizes $320 million of our tax dollars annually, and the mayor is seeking a tax increase of a half a cent to pay for future services of our police department. We all, as a city, should be having input on what type of police department we want police in our citizenry.
Are you optimistic that things are going to get better?
I have to be. That's why we are at the table trying to have these discussions. That's why we are engaged with our community and bringing awareness to the benefits of problem-oriented policing, not because we want to vilify our police department or the well-serving individuals that go into the career of law enforcement, but we want to ensure that not only do they have the most effective and efficient models of developing policies dealing with the public safety, but also that we get the most effective return on our investment of our tax dollars.
And you mentioned the idea of not wanting police officers to feel vilified. And I think we hear sometimes from officers and police union leaders and others that police officers do feel attacked. They feel like they're under a microscope as they're trying to do their jobs. Unfairly, they feel. What would you say to an officer who expressed that opinion?
Well, I share their concerns, and that's one of the benefits that go along with problem-oriented policing, is that in the departments in which it is systematically institutionalized, there's a higher job satisfaction because police are then viewed as being an asset to the community in identifying problems, the socioeconomic problems that drive people into criminal behavior.
Fred, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. That was Fred Royal, president of the Milwaukee branch of the NAACP. He joins us to talk about the recent release of a draft report from the Department of Justice reviewing the Milwaukee Police Department. Coming up, we'll talk to a Wisconsin farmer about hosting pizza nights where pizzas are made from ingredients grown right on the farm. Stay with us here on Central Time.